From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you joining us today as the Reverend Larry Power, minister of Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church, Drum, County Monaghan, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
I would like to read a verse for you from Luke's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 15. And one of them which sat at meat with him heard these things. He said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. In Palestine, when a man met a great feast, the day of that feast was announced long beforehand. The invitations were sent out and accepted. But the exact hour of the feast was not announced. So near the time, the servants were sent out to summon the guests. What we have in view here is a great meal or a great supper, as we read in verse 16 of Luke chapter 14. A certain man made a great supper. The Lord Jesus Christ here, of course, is the speaker. And it reminds us all of the great provision that God has made for the salvation of the souls of men. Now, if you think today, well, as many people do think, if there's a God at all, he seems to be tight-fisted. He's mean or hard, and perhaps not very generous at all, seeking to put people down all the time. But how wrong you are. The provision he has made is great. It is likened in Luke chapter 14 and verse 16 to a great dinner or a great banquet, a great supper. It is a picture of God's wonderful salvation. And the invitation that he gives is vast. In verse 16, he bade many, all the vast oceans, as an old preacher said on one occasion, and lakes of the world are not capable of holding the love and the sympathy of God for a lost world. We're all familiar with that tremendous verse that we know so well, perhaps, even from our childhood days, from Sunday school days. John chapter 3 and verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This verse reveals the vastness and the largeness of God's heart, his desire for the salvation of the souls of men. Now, by nature, we are starving and empty, that is, spiritually speaking, helpless and ready to faint, ready to die. We're like a man who has traveled for many days in the hot desert sun. He has no food, he has no water, he's exhausted. He is ready to halt, he is ready to expire, to die. The soul of man is empty. Our souls are hungry, unsatisfied, and the only one who can fill the longing soul is the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 1, verse 53, we read, he satisfies the longing soul. Is there a hunger in your soul? Oh, you say, I'm all right. I'm having a good time. I'm full of plenty. But if you're honest, you're not really happy. You're not really fulfilled or satisfied. Yes, you've tried many things. You've indulged in many pleasures and in many enjoyments of various kinds. But somehow or another, you can't perhaps put your finger on it, just explain it, but they have left you empty. There's still that emptiness. There is that great hunger inside. Now listen for a moment to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. You know, so many people are searching for satisfaction. They're jumping from one thing to another. They're trying this and they're trying other things, yet not finding real peace or fulfillment. Oh, the gospel, dear friend, today is like a great supper, and Christ is able to meet your every need. He satisfies the whole person. He saves, he keeps, he satisfies. Augustine, many hundreds of years ago, put it like this. He says, we are restless until we find our rest in thee. We're empty until we find that satisfaction in God and in Christ. He fills the empty heart, the empty soul. Then the invitation of the gospel is a very liberal invitation in verse 17. Here then is the great supper prepared. Then the servants are sent out with this word, come, for all things are now ready. Here's the astonishing fact. You can read the Bible from Genesis right through to Revelation, and you will never find any reluctance on God's part to save individuals and to bless them. All the hesitation, all the unbelief, it's always on our part and on the part of man. The invitations and the appeals of the gospel are so generous and so wide. Will my sin exclude me from coming? Oh, you say you don't know the kind of life that I have lived, the things that I have done. I can't believe today that God would receive such as I am in view of my past. Now listen to what God says. He has said in his word, he has promised to receive all that come to him. Even the vilest may believe. Here's what we read in the book of Isaiah, for example, in the chapter 1, the verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. The late Dr. Martin Lloyd Jones said that Christianity is a thinking man's religion. You see, the Christian is often accused of being a fool, a simpleton, never thinks anything through, never considers these matters at all. He just accepts things and he just believes them and goes on his way. But you will notice that God calls men to reason. Stop and think about these things. Meditate upon what he is saying. Then the prophet Isaiah goes on to say, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You see, the worst of people may come. Even the vilest, as we read in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses from all sin. Note the word from all sin. No matter what your sin may be today, no matter how guilty, no matter how foul, his blood cleanses from all sin. Sins that we would be ashamed to mention, that we couldn't mention. Now God's own word is the only warrant that you need for to come. You say, can I come? May I be saved today? We hear sometimes of the police having a warrant for to make an arrest. What does that mean? It means that they have permission. It has been granted. They have a right to go and arrest that individual and take them into custody. They have the paper with them. And God's word is the only warrant, the only permission that you need today to come to Christ. He says, come. There is a hymn that we sing in the church and it puts it just like this. Let not conscience make you linger, nor of fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. This he gives you. 'Tis the Spirit's rising beam. Come ye needy, come and welcome. God's free bounty glorify. The word come is addressed to all without exception. After all, he died for sinners. He died for the ungodly. He died for enemies. They that are whole, Jesus said, need not a physician, but they that are sick. The healthy do not go to doctors, but they that are sick. Only sinners can be saved. And the word of God tells us, the Bible tells us, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. You are not told to wait until you improve, till you're a better person, and so on. No, you're told to come just as you are, with all your sin, with all your corruption. You're to come and be washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many who receive the gospel invitations reject them. Just as when this man sent out these invitations for the great supper, we read in Luke chapter 14 and verse 18, and they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first man said he had bought a piece of ground. I must needs go and
see it.
Is there anything wrong in buying a field, piece of land? Absolutely nothing at all. Perhaps you have bought a field just very recently. The problem was this, that he put the claims of business first. He says, I haven't time to go to this supper, this great banquet. I have no time for the gospel or the things of God, to put it another way. In other words, I have no time for things that are spiritual. I have a field, just bought, purchased a field. I have to see to it. It is a fine day, I have many stones to pick off of this field. The claims of business. Verse 19, we read about another man. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. The claims of novelty over the claims of the Lord Jesus Christ. This man is all excited with these oxen, and he must prove them. He is excited with these new possessions. Oh, do not put anything before the salvation of your soul. Not house, land, car, anything. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Then in verse 20 we read about a third man, and he married a wife. What is wrong with that, you say? Not one thing. If you're recently married, every blessing. But here was the excuse. He says, I have married a wife and therefore cannot come. Is it not a pity that the best of things, good things, can crowd out God? It was never meant to be. You see, you can make an idol even of your wife, your children, your property, your possessions. But this was a lame excuse that he offered. He says, I have married a wife, I can't come. God offers you life eternal through the Lord Jesus Christ. He bids you come to the gospel feast, but you make excuses. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. There was a sad ending for those that refused. Luke chapter 14 and verse 25. For I say unto you that none of these men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Oh, don't harden your heart today against God and against the gospel. Look to Christ. Look to Christ while there is time. Trust him to save you and to bless you. He can save you in a moment, in an instant, and change your heart and change your life. Only come to him now. Come to the gospel feast. There is all that you need there. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Larry Power, The Manse, Corrigarry, Drum, County Monaghan. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Larry Power, The Manse, Corrigarry, Drum, County Monaghan. You may hear Reverend Power preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. here in Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church, Drum. For further information, you may phone us on 047-54-990. That's 047-54-990. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.